Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first live episode of Flesh Wound Farce, the show where we review and discuss your and our favorite comedy films. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, Ozzy V. And with me as always on this program, first in the Northern California Bay Area, world famous juggler, Greg Larson. How you doing?
Man, life's good. Started that new Beatles show on the D Plus, so that's been fun. But yeah, life's good, man. How about yourself, Ozzy?
I'll get to that in a second. When you say D Plus, I just immediately think high school. And of course, also this Flesh Wound producer Todd.
I'm just waiting for Wednesday, so it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia's back.
That's right. That's right. That does premiere back this Wednesday, December 1st. But Greg, you asked me earlier how I'm doing, and I can tell you I'm doing fantastic, because not only are we live right now, no freaking private school will be discussed about.
For our audio listeners,
God, it's not even like 45 seconds.
Indy Fanta did ask, time to redo that private school review live.
Oh, no.
And that could be, live. That. No, we'll do a farce commentary with Ozzy on that.
Oh, God. Not a watch along, for the love of God. But anyhow, so this morning I did some overnight food deliveries, not like DoorDash, but like a meal prep service. I drove for them from midnight to 7:30. And this was in Ventura, which for me is approximately at that time, about an hour and a half. So I got home at 9:30 and did some errands, did some chores, and I haven't slept. So I've been awake since 10:30 last night, and I'm not really tired. So I'm not sure where we're going here, because usually I would knock out by now. So we're going in uncharted territory right now. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, this week we did get to review. Drake? I'm sorry?
Should we call you Nathan Drake for this episode?
Going
into uncharted.
Yeah, no, I got it. It's just, he's so, like, in shape because he's out doing everything. And I'm, like, just in this chair, not moving. So, except for my arms, of course. Now, anyhow, this week we are reviewing and discussing National Lampoon's Van Wilder, starring Ryan Reynolds, Tara Reid, Cal Penn, and featuring Tim Matheson. Released April 5th of 2002 with a runtime of 92 minutes. Rated R, of course. Todd, if you'd please do the honors of showing us the trailer.
All right.
If you have a problem,
we're just going to do a little word association. Say the first thing that comes to mind. Milk.
It.
If you need help,
I came here to study the great American art of muff diving.
If you want to get wild,
I want to take it through the car wash and get it waxed. You know, I want to wax it. You know, air dry that shit, yeah.
Meet the guy.
Who, me?
Van Wilder.
Wilder? Van Wilder.
GLAD to meet you.
Who puts the cool back into school.
X equals six.
Great work, man. Thanks.
This summer,
I'm doing a human interest piece on you.
I'd love for your piece to be on me.
If you want to get wild, get wilder.
Everybody wants to have a party thrown by Van Wilder, the party liaison. Whoa, waking up on the
bathroom floor. Give me some sugar.
Wow. Van Wilder, party liaison.
Whoa, you big boy. You big boy.
God. That had the UK title card.
Yeah, I was going to say, because actually, well, I'll get into this in a second, because that actually is very interesting that you pulled up the UK trailer that had that particular title. Now, so if you're unfamiliar with this film, as I mentioned, it was released April 5th, 2002. For me, that was my senior year of high school. Right. So this was like when I saw this in the theater, it was the movie. Right. Before I get into the second half of that opinion, I'll let you guys discuss your initial thoughts. Greg?
Well, it was the same thing for me. It was my senior year. It brought me back to a time where The Living End and Tara Reid were relevant. So it was fun to go back to that. I was super excited to go back to this movie because I really felt like I'm about to go into college. This is what college is going to be like, maybe. So, yeah, I've always loved this film. So, yeah, it's fun to go back.
Absolutely. Todd?
I was in my 20s, but it was still that college. I didn't realize until I was looking at info on this, I'm like the exact same age as Ryan Reynolds. So, because I was noticing how young he looked, I was like, we were all young once. But, yeah, I liked this when it came out. It was okay for this time. The National Lampoon brand had been complete shit, straight to video stuff, a really lot of bad stuff. So this was a refreshing theatrical film, and at the time I thought it was great.
At the time, exactly. Now well, we have
I do still you want
we have I reviewed still. Listen, we've reviewed previously, we reviewed Old School, and for me and my now I didn't really have just, you know, friends with me in my class, senior year class. I had friends who, like, when I had been a senior, they had been a junior. So one year, me out of high school, and they're in their senior year, 2003 is when Old School came out. And we saw Old School together, and we're like, wow. Like, it's a good thing Old School came out after Van Wilder, because I think nobody would have liked Van Wilder if it came out of Old. Because if you really like look at it, it doesn't really feel like a newer comedy. It feels like more like an upgraded 80s comedy to a sense, to a degree.
It's the end of the sex comedy, and he is definitely doing his best Chevy Chase impression in this.
Sure. Sure, but I guess my biggest problem is that, and granted, to your point about, hey, at the time the National Lampoon's name has been dragged through the, you know, whatever. So, but to be honest, that's why I found it was interesting that you pulled up that. Dan, shut up. Your opinions mean nothing. Audio version, that's Dan Fedora Shine saying that Van Wilder is better than Old School, which, I mean, that's just displays how low your IQ is.
There we go. Off the Grill podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. So, but to the point that I was talking about, the UK trailer, where the trailer said Van Wilder Party Liaison. Had that been marketed as that and National Lampoon's not even been associated with it, I think I actually would have liked it more. Because granted, Todd, sure, to your point, at this time, there was plenty of straight to tape, straight to VHS, whatever. But I mean, for me, National Lampoon's was Animal House. National Lampoon's was Vacation. You know, like just really funny stuff. And I mean, you probably had like one really funny moment in this movie, but it was kind of too emotional for a National Lampoon's comedy. Right? I mean, is that just me, or how do you guys feel about that?
I mean, yeah, it had substance, but I don't think that's a bad thing.
Yeah,
I don't know how you evolve.
There's too much plot in this goddamn movie.
In National Lampoon, it should be just simple. Like,
why can't we just simple. Have...
And well, like, and, but nudity, okay, look, like okay, no, hold on a second, school. Though. No, hold on a second. Let's look at Animal House, and let's look at Van Wilder. Groups of people that should have hung out with each other, right? Right?
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah. When we're all worried about Van Wilder being in love with this one girl, it's like, I don't care. That's what made Animal House so great, is he had multiple personalities. I don't recall one that was in love with somebody or wanted to be with one girl. So,
I can't tell you I'm not an Animal House guy. I've said that before.
Well, that's just because you hate John Landis.
Oh my God, that's so untrue. I love John Landis.
And I have to say, I actually like this more than Animal House. Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, you know what? Hold on a second. Greg, we're live, yes. Yeah. And I understand before, when this movie was selected as one that we'll be discussing as we're live, because the intent was like, oh, we want a disclaimer. We want Ozzy to get angry. But after I saw this, I was like, I'm not that angry. It's just like, it's okay. It's just not National Lampoon. So Greg, being the great improviser that he is, world famous juggler as well, comes up. I have to think of something that'll get a rise out. I know. I'll say that I like this better than Animal House.
No, this is
which is like saying Tim Tebow's a better quarterback than John Elway.
No, we won't go that far. But I'm being, this is a genuine moment. I have a special place in my heart for Van Wilder. And yeah, I've always enjoyed it more. So yeah, sorry, Ozzy.
Well, there you go. You got some.
Again, see Animal off House the grills on no wrong. Off the grills on my side, off the grill, and Greg's just you know what? No. Here's the thing is I think to be honest, and it'll never be admitted, but anybody recently saw the South Park post COVID special where Cartman dressed up as he dressed up as, and Kyle was just so upset. I'm not That's what I'm just saying. And Kyle's just so upset and just denying, like, he's being an asshole. Like, I feel like Kyle. You know what I mean? Like, Greg can say all he wants that he likes this movie more than Animal House, but I know that's bullshit.
No,
it's like that time. We did this earlier this year. This happened earlier this year where you said something equally as ridiculous. It was so ridiculous. I chose not even to retain it as a memory. I just wanted to forget about it as quickly as I could, much like I wanted to forget about the moment that you just said you enjoyed this movie more than Animal House. I mean, come on. How could you even justify that?
Very easily. The time that I watched it, first and foremost, was a major formative time in my life where I was expecting to go into college and have it be like this. And it was like this great, like, hilarious, perfect for my age kind of movie. And at the time, I'm sorry, I really enjoyed seeing Tara Reid on screen. So there's a lot great to this film.
Okay. All right. So it's more of a matter of timing, then. It's not movie.
I'll argue for the movie.
Well, Todd, I want to
got a better story.
Yes, this movie has it's kind of just, I don't know. It seems just like a whatever basic, Casanova now gets a heart.
If you ask me which movie is funnier, I would say Animal House. But if you're asking which movie I like more, no, I said I think this is a better movie, not this is funnier than Animal House.
I think it's both. I think it's a better movie and it's funnier. You got Curtis Armstrong, Paul Gleason. It's got like the sex comedy.
Yeah, Paul Gleason, who turns out to be a good guy towards the end.
Let him have one good guy role.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to cheer for Dwayne Robertson, Chief of Police. Die Hard reference, people. It's Christmas time. Come on. Once a week, it's gonna get brought up.
Okay, but we're going to have a discussion at some point, because I was thinking about it, and if that's a Christmas movie, so is Lethal Weapon, and so is Iron Man 3.
I argue for Lethal Weapon all the time. All the time.
Where do we stop? Where does it end, Todd?
I know this has nothing to do with Van Wilder, but if you're trying to tell me that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie, then how do you explain this? This would not be a thing. This would not be in existence if Die Hard was not a Christmas movie. End of story. Where were we? Should we get some the funniest moments? So I mean, we all want to say the same thing. I'll just let you guys go first, and I'll try to think of something.
I don't know if we will.
Okay, Todd, yeah, go ahead.
All right. Mine is the schlong bong when he's trying to light the bowl in his cock bump. That's my favorite bit.
I've got a few options, so Ozzy, by all means. You can go for it.
I thought it would be a unanimous the dog and cannoli scene.
Oh, no.
Because as much as, you know, I think as the movie is basic as it is, I still love that scene because towards the end, you hear a voice in the background say, "I think I've had these before."
Yes.
It just adds so much more to it.
Was the best, like, final punchline for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, for sure. I don't know. I have a tough choice between a certain line and a full scene, but I think just for the impact, the interview where he reveals why he wants to be Van Wilder's assistant, like that whole moment, that break from his initial character that you're like, oh, who is this guy? And then the little bit of a swerve and you're like,
it's a shock. Which, by the way, I just want to bring up real quick, Todd, I don't mean to catch you up before, or no, we already got you for the favorite moments, but he was holding interviews for his assistant, right?
Right.
Who was the guy holding the interviews with him?
Sisko?
Wasn't that... He seemed pretty assistant-y.
I get that. He wasn't like sitting there doing appointments and shit. He was like the pothead friend, so he needed someone reliable to do this.
And who knows? Maybe he was last year's assistant that is now like, cool, I'm graduating from that position. Now I'm just your buddy to smoke some pot.
I guess.
I just want to say, I want to see the alternate universe version where he picked Eric Estrada. That's all.
But I also caught me off guard. Just a little follow-up line. The part where they're at the roller rink, which bringing back a roller rink was fun as well. But when he stops by and he's like with the nerds and he goes, I know Miss Pac-Man is special. She's fun. She's cute. She swallows. Like, there's so many great lines within that scene. And then the Naomi moment, they're just treasures.
That's fair. So I think it's now time when we can get into the ratings of this. And I am totally confident it's rating this an average 3. Because it's an average movie. With some chuckles.
You know, trying to grade on the curve of everything. I'd have to, you know, I'm going to give this a solid 4. But I have to give the soundtrack a 5. Because this was back in that time where movie soundtracks were awesome. And they just had that 90s alternate rock. Great music. No, it wasn't Iron Maiden. Sorry, Ozzy. But yeah.
Not everything has to be Iron Maiden. It's just like when you talk about like great 90s music, I'm like,
eh. It could be the Scorpions, so there's that too. I give it a 4 in spite of the soundtrack. So
How dare you?
Well, anyone in the chat, if you, you know, got it, what would you rate it? Dan, we know you're a 5, so.
I'm fearing that there's one thing that I might have missed, but if it was that important, I would have written it down.
Okay, well, so. We got a cameo from Chris Owen and Aaron Paul.
That's what it was.
Simon Helberg.
Aaron Paul. And who was the other one?
Chris Owen. He's the Shermanator.
Right. But I think Aaron Paul was the more like... Because when people first saw this in the theater, they knew who the Shermanator was.
Yeah, this is true.
But Aaron Paul was just absolutely like... What is that almost... One of those moments.
I think so. You could say the same for Simon Helberg, who was on Big Bang Theory, you know.
Right.
All right.
Played Miss Pac-Man.
I never got the Big Bang Theory.
Well, you don't have to get it to know it was a huge hit and he's a he's a face people recognize.
Okay.
Don't be like Dan. If it's not in your radar, it doesn't exist.
It's not so much it's not on my radar. It's just that I was exposed to it. I saw a clip of it. In fact, I saw a clip that somebody showed me like, oh, you have to see this clip of this show. You'll love this clip. And it's the clip where he argues with himself on whether he should get the PlayStation 4 or the Xbox. Was it the Xbox One at that time? Yeah. And I'm sitting there and like they're kind of waiting for me to laugh. And I'm just kind of then I just start to cross my arms and then the scene's over. And I'm like, I have not met one individual that has that argument with themselves. They know what they're going to get. They know they're loyal. They know what they're going to get.
That is a lie. That is a lie. Good sir. I have that debate every new console generation.
But what ends up happening?
I end up getting both.
You're not in the store going back and forth holding the two. Like you go to the store, you know which one you're getting.
At that point, yes, you are correct.
Well, I do want to say this since Ozzy brought up someone forcing him to watch a video. Is there anything, any time that lasts longer than someone making you watch a video you don't want to watch? You're just like, fuck, be over. I'm done. I don't want to watch this.
Yeah. Once bitten.
That's
and
different.
Then, no, first it was private school and then it was once bitten. I hope we don't have another one of these volumes in the category of Ozzy's stroke collect. Damn it! I didn't mean it like that. I meant like these films give me a stroke, not these.
I get it with private.
I'm glad. I'm glad I didn't finish that whole thing, so that way there would be the audio of me saying that whole shebang. So, but you get my point.
Finished
with the stroke. And the shebang.
Uh-oh, we have a request, Ozzy.
Oh, God. A private school apology? A private school apology. Is it too late to do a disclaimer now? Because I can do a brief private school redux and just do a quick 30-second...
why it's so awesome?
...tirade about how I'll never give it an apology and the fact that... I'll never apologize for giving private school such shitty review because it's almost like if you could punch Hitler in the face, it'd feel good, right? So me hating on a movie like Private School feels like punching Hitler in the face.
Did you just compare Hitler to Private School?
No, I compared the intent of Private School to Hitler, which was... The man's always right, no matter what. The man will sneak into a sorority and he'll get the apology from the girl and she'll apologize for being wrong about everything. Oh my God. It's so stupid.
Who doesn't want to live in that world? Who doesn't want to live in that world?
You need stupid. To be fair, Ozzy. Honestly, let's be fair. I will make the apology for private school on behalf of us.
I refuse to take part in this apology.
Ozzy.
It is a 66.
Oh.
So now that Ozzy's muted, thank you, Todd. I apologize for private school ever being made. I apologize that anyone has ever
yes!
had to
thank
see
you!
That movie.
Thank you!
That would be both of you.
Talk about a swerve. Thank you. Exactly. Now, see, we're halfway there. Now we just need to fully convince you that Die Hard's a Christmas movie. And we are almost there. Yeah, we're going to get there by this year. In fact, here's the thing is I need to find out there's a specific time you start Die Hard on Christmas Eve. So that way, once it's midnight on Christmas is when Hans Gruber's falling. That's
a little fanatical, Ozzy.
How many DVDs and fucking Blu-rays you have behind you and whatever laser discs and you're going to say that's
I think Ozzy would. Okay. The Daily Ghost without private school, there is no Van Wilder. I'm going to speak for Ozzy. I think he'd be okay with that.
That's exactly. Where's the loss? Where's the loss? In fact, if there is any confidence about it really being like a good movie, it wouldn't have multiple titles across the countries.
No, that's not true. Different Damn cultures, different things. They don't know what National Lampoon is there. Or the brand was so shit on at that point they didn't want to date it.
But at that point, it was kind of like it wouldn't have done much tainting. Yeah. It was already down there. So, any final thoughts on this movie?
check it out. I enjoy it. Well, I gave it a 4. Greg gave it a 4.
For me, you could skip it. Because 92 minutes felt rather long. And, okay. There's note here that... is this the best National Lampoon movie?
No.
Absolutely not. I can say with 100% confidence. That is a
emphatic
no. There you go. See, look at that.
It's better than Vegas Vacation.
Was that National Lampoon's though?
Yeah, they didn't even want their name tainted with that. <That's something.
laughs> They're putting out all these straight to video, straight to VHS. Hey guys, want to be a part of Vegas Vacation? Like, you fucking crazy man. No, we'll stick to the straight to VHS team. This guy wants us to be part of Vegas. Man, get the fuck out of here. So, anyhow, we'll be back next week with it. What we got more?
He meant besides the vacation movies.
Besides? You know what I really liked? I think is underrated. I don't think it gets enough love. Is National Lampoon's Loaded Weapon 1. That is... And we got to do... We'll eventually do a review of that one. But in terms of... just an underrated comedy. Like, that is one of Samuel Jackson's major movies before breaking out and becoming known as Samuel Jackson. So if it was outside the vacation movies and everybody has to say Animal House, like a deep cut, if you will, I'd consider National Lampoon's Loaded Weapon ones. If you were like looking at all the National Lampoon movies, right? I'd be excluding the straight to VHS ones, but
well, then you only have like, because the original company only has Animal House, Class Reunion, Movie Madness, Vacation, European, and Christmas Vacation. That's all for the original company. Then we have the second coming, which would have been Loaded Weapon 1, Senior Trip, Golf Punks, Van Wilder, Replicate, Blackball, and Jake's Booty Call.
And still, Loaded Weapon 1 is the best out of that list. One more time?
It would be close. It would be a tough call between Loaded Weapon, because if you take out the vacation movies, yeah.
When was the last time you saw Loaded Weapon 1?
It's been some time, so it might have to be revisited.
That'll be coming next month. Let it be known, because this coming month is now Christmas. So for the next few episodes, we're going to be reviewing and discussing some Christmas comedies. Beginning next week, we'll be back with a new episode with Office Christmas Party, which I hadn't seen. And holy shit, I can't wait to talk about it. So I don't have anything else about to say. I do not have anything else to say about Van Wilder. Thank you for joining us on this first live broadcast of Flesh Wound Farce.
Maybe hopefully the last. First
just
I literally just said hopefully the first of many, and he's saying hopefully the last.
No, sorry, I said Greg, maybe the last.
Maybe. What's up?
I just have to say, I am really glad you did not put Lost Skeleton on your stroke films.
And for the record, I would pick Van Wilder as the best non-vacation animal or non-vacation National Lampoon movie.
When was the last time you saw Loaded Weapon 1?
I'm not a huge fan of that movie. It's in that middle parody era that I'm kind of like, eh.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Oh, we got one last question before we get out of here from God. Dan. Is Ozzy ready to main event WrestleMania with The Rock?
I'm not even going to respond. I was going to say another
word. You're not
going to
acknowledge it. All right, just get us out of here.
Okay. Greg, Todd, any final thoughts before we head out?
I'm good.
All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on this live broadcast of Flesh Wound Farce. We'll be back next week with a new episode. I'm Ozzy. That's Todd, world famous juggler Greg. And we'll see you next week right here on Flesh Wound Farce.